every month we get a chance to chat with our friends from the Bloomington Police Department, including Bloomington Police Chief Brendan Hefner and Public Information Officer Sarah Mayer. Welcome back to WJBC, you two. It's been quite an active month, and every time we are on the show, we seem to be saying the same thing over and over again. Lock up your vehicle and don't have your valuables in plain sight. And yet we have had a rash of real break-ins in the car, in the cars lately. Sarah, can you tell me, is it different now? I mean, before it seemed like they were opening the doors. Now they're smashing in?
Yes. So these are smash and grabs. And they've started in November. And they've concentrated in parking lots either at fitness centers or adjacent. They've hit a couple other like daycare, school, and dog park parking lots as well. But the MO is something that we don't typically see here. We think this might be linked to a group that runs through multiple states doing this, where they come, they see something, smash out the window, grab it. Then they typically try to get your check, your ID, your purse, and they will go to the bank, cash checks. And then after that, they'll try to steal your identity, so it doesn't stop there.
So there are actually groups that do this. Chief, do we have a problem with our highway system? We're kind of in a direct route from one side of the country to another. Do we see a lot of groups coming through to commit crimes?
Yes, that can happen. Some of your more organized groups will tend to do that at times because we are on main thoroughfares, and it is tough for law enforcement because they hit and then they're gone. So, I mean, we can use our intelligence unit to track where they are, but they're gone. They're not like other groups. Like we caught those other burglars, we were kind of looking where they were going, and then we try to predict where they might go next. But a group like this is particularly hard to catch, but as Sarah told you, we are aware that there are some other groups through our connections with other police departments and intelligence, and we can tell them what occurred here and hopefully stop it from happening somewhere else. But you also have to keep in mind, too, that this is the time of year right after Thanksgiving. People are shopping, buying gifts, and you can't be lazy and leave things
in plain sight.
You need to put it in your trunk because,
okay, now,
unfortunately,
if I was going to be smart and put everything in my trunk, including, let's say, my purse or my wallet before I would go into a health club. I know not everybody likes to use the locker because we can never remember our combination. Isn't that the truth? So when you put it in your trunk, are there people watching to see what's in your trunk? So they're going to smash in the window and then be able to open up the trunk?
That's always possible, but most vehicles that I know, the trunk release does not work unless they have the keys. And I would not only keep things out of plain sight at the fitness facilities, mm-hmm. as Officer Mayer said, malls, anywhere else you go, particularly this time of year. You should do it all year, but in particular this time of year, because people out to do wrong. They know what time of year it is, and people have been shopping.
The shopping centers are more crowded than ever before. Are we having higher reports of shoplifting in this area?
No, it's been about average.
Not average, but still, anytime we have shoplifters getting away with it, that means the costs are passed on to us.
Yes.
And from the store owner's perspective, if you find somebody shoplifting in your store, what are you legally allowed to do? Are you allowed to stop someone and say, hey, you haven't paid for this, only after they've walked outside the door? Or what are kind of the boundaries of being able to stop a suspected shoplifter?
Well, that can change. Generally, though, they have to have made the effort concealing it or done something, walked past the premises where you could testify that they were actually going to steal something. Now, we also advise them, if you ask somebody to stop and they don't chase them. Don't try to detain them forcibly, because there have been people who have been hurt. You have no property in your store that's worth getting hurt over.
Very, very good point. Officer Mayer, as we are here in the holiday season, you are doing some fun and festive things through the police department, which are very cute. I follow Bloomington Police Department on Facebook and on Twitter to see what all you're up to. Can you just give me a little recap of the 5-year-old little girl who showed up at the station with the wanted poster the other day?
Well, we had, you know, we love that when kids stop by, and she had a story that she wanted to tell, and, you know, she believes she's a police officer, so that day she was, and she helped solve a crime and captured the criminal and just had a blast, and it put a smile on a lot of people's faces.
So that wasn't expected that day? That was just a surprise for everybody involved?
I wasn't there that day, so I'm not sure if they called ahead or not.
Well, it was very sweet of Detective Power to work also with Officer Cuffs, I believe was
yes.
the name of the five-year-old, for her first arrest, which was very cute. But I did see something really great that was just revealed on the City of Bloomington Facebook page. In the month of November of 2015, the Crimes Division seized five illegal guns off the streets of Bloomington. Four arrests were made in connection with the illegal guns. Congratulations on the success. Where did those guns go?
Into evidence.
Into evidence? Is that where they stay?
Yes.
Okay.
And we keep them into evidence until the adjudication from court, and then eventually, unless they're stolen, we find the owners, and we can return them to the rifle owners. Otherwise, at some time, they will be destroyed.
Okay. That was my question of whether or not guns get resold once they're no longer part of a court case or whether or not they are destroyed. So somewhere out there.
We'd rather not put guns back out on the streets.
I understand what you're saying. I read on social media, not on your website, but on the other couple of news sites that people are trying to put together in town, about a group of panhandlers was the expectation. There were no arrests made, but that there were a group of people that were stopping cars over off of Oakland and Veterans Parkway. They were wearing these vests that were brightly colored, and when people would roll down their windows and be asked for a donation, apparently the suspicion was they weren't really asking for donations for a legitimate charity, because everybody got a different story as to where the money was going. Do we have any more information on the holiday panhandlers? I'll ask you, Officer Mayor, on how to tell the difference between somebody who's legitimate and somebody who's not.
Well, whenever you're questioning is a charity legitimate or not, you can always go to the Illinois Attorney General's website, and they actually have a charity database. So you can type it in there and see, is this a registered charity that's following the laws in Illinois? And then if you're not sure, somebody comes to your door, or if you're driving like that, you can always just say, I'm going to go ahead and donate, you know, when I get home. You can go on the website or take the proper channels. That way you know where the money's going. You've researched it, and you know where the money's going to make it to.
Now, what about the straight-up panhandlers who are not saying it's for a charity, it's for me, that you see on the corners of highway exits, outside of some store entrances, when a person just says, hey, you know, please help. Is that legal or is that illegal, Chief? Do you have a litmus test as to when a person is committing a crime in that scenario?
They can ask you for money, and obviously you don't have to give it, but as long as they don't make you feel unsafe, like step in front of you and say, hey, I need some money, or do something like that, that in and of itself is not illegal. However, on store property, obviously the store owners or the management can have them leave the property, and they have to do that. But if they're just standing on a public way, on a public sidewalk, and you simply walk by and they say, hey, can I have $1 or $2? You just say no, and they don't, you know,
they don't have
act
to have
in a manner that puts you an unsafe position.
They don't have to have the permission slip from the police department that most door-to-door salespeople would need.
Right. They're not selling anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to get a buck. What I generally do is I'll tell them I won't give them money, but I'll buy them something to eat. 75% of the time, they refuse that.
And that teaches us all a lesson right there as to why you give to the charities that we know actually help the homeless and help
yes.
those with a need this holiday season, with a roof over their head, clothes, and so much more. Upcoming, you have special plans for cookies, coffee, and cops. Officer Mayor, tell us where I can get my cookies, and maybe I'll talk to a cop while I'm there.
Well, we have an exciting new event out at Eastland Mall coming up for holiday shoppers on December 23rd. We'll have some Bloomington police officers at the mall near Mrs. Fields between 4 and 6 p.m. And we've got Mrs. Fields is providing free cookies, and
nice.
Gloria Jeans is providing coffee, and we'll be there to chat Talk to holiday shoppers, and if anybody has any questions, we'll answer those.
Fantastic. What are the most common calls you're getting? Because I know you get a lot of the questions in the department. What kind of calls are you getting this time of year of people questioning? Are they talking about scams? Are they talking about holiday deliveries? What's the hot topic around the office?
Well, scams is the number one I get. There's just so many out there, and I just tell people if it comes out of the blue and it sounds a little fishy, it is. Don't trust it and do your research. Last year we did put out an alert about holiday packages being stolen off porches. Mm-hmm. We haven't had that this year that I know of, so that's a good thing, but always something to be concerned with. If you can make arrangements, you don't want to leave the packages out all day. If you can make arrangements with a neighbor or get them delivered when you're there, that's always a good idea.
All right, Chief, how do you keep your packages safe when they're delivered through the mail? If you had to order something from the North Pole and you know it's going to be delivered, do you have it delivered to the station? Do you have it delivered to your house? How do you keep yourself safe during those holiday shopping seasons?
I would rather not publicly say. However, if I were you, particularly things coming through FedEx or UPS, they give you those tracking numbers. You can go to the websites. They're very easy. You will know when things are arriving at wherever you want them delivered to. And I do that a lot when I order things, or my wife does. And so you have a pretty good idea when the package is supposed to be there. And if you have kids, they'll probably do that. They will let you know when it's supposed to arrive or be there, or they will call you and let you know. I know that from experience.
I have asked questions on the air before of people what their last package was that was delivered. So if you stole it, you would know you're really not going to get anything great. Mine was decaf coffee pods. Outside of any holiday shopping you might have been doing, do you remember, Chief, the last package
Yes.
that came for you? What would they have gotten if they had stolen your package? Don't give me anything that's on the holiday shopping list.
I'm not sure if it was for me, but we have a lot of shoes delivered.
And
so that's what they would have received.
And the odds were those shoes probably wouldn't fit, right? If someone had stolen them. The shoes that were coming to the designated person, you get the right size. If somebody had stolen the shoes, would they have gotten something valuable? Maybe.
To the recipient, yes.
Yes, but not to the thief.
Right.
Officer Mayor, yeah. Outside of holiday stuff, what was the last thing that came to your doorstep? If somebody had stolen your package, what would it have been?
We've got a shower grab bar. That was
See?
An exciting item. So
they would have risked jail time and prosecution for a shower bar.
Yes.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not worth it to steal a package off the porch ever, because what you're going to get is not ever what you think it's going to be. Otherwise, it wouldn't be delivered that way.
Well, a lot of people have cameras now, too.
Absolutely.
And watch the front of their porches and things of this nature.
Cameras. We've had a couple of photos that have shown up of wanted suspects on your social media pages. Again, the cameras going through the ATMs. Are they as horrible as they seem when you put the pictures up online? Or are you guys seeing a better copy of video that makes it easier to identify those folks?
People have a kind of different sense of what the video should be, because you watch CSI and they can enhance and enhance and enhance, and that just really isn't the reality. We get what we get. It's not our video, and people get frustrated. Well, we do too, but that's what we have to work with.
Did you see the normal police department's post of a guy in the werewolf costume?
I heard about it. Okay. I heard the werewolf.
Yeah.
I heard about it.
Also follow the Bloomington or the Normal Police Department on Facebook. They're out looking literally for somebody dressed like a werewolf that was doing some illegal things to the ATM. So before I let you go, I do have to ask one kind of tough question. Last time we were in, Chief Hefner, we talked about the drug problem in Bloomington Normal, just what our most common drug bust was. And your answer at the time was cocaine. Now, we had an overdose sadly reported from heroin at Heartland Community College. How bad is our heroin problem in this area of the drugs coming in and going out?
The heroin, we don't see as much heroin nearly to the degree that we see cocaine or marijuana, but it is around, and sometimes you'll see a little more of it and then a little less. But obviously, not only in our community but nationwide, we have people who are going from painkillers to the heroin. And that's kind of what we've been seeing. It's the same here. But to me, if it's here, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But in relation to cocaine and marijuana, it's on the bottom rung of those.
Are we still seeing a problem with the synthetic marijuana, which is very, very dangerous when consumed and possibly toxic even the first time you try it?
Just periodically. It's nothing that we get regularly,
okay.
But, you know, it is still around. You know, we have people who are their own scientists who try to do that. And same when people make meth. I'll never understand how people want to buy something from someone who is actually doing the drugs and then makes it, especially with some of the chemicals they use with meth. But we still have those, but not to the degree that we always have cocaine. I think you asked me last time, you know, we had had cocaine, you hadn't heard much. Cocaine is always here, unfortunately. It will always be, I think, number one. I would hate to see heroin overtake it.
Eclipse it.
Best case scenario, none.
All right, final tips for a happy and safe holiday season. I'll start with you, Officer Mayor. If you could tell people one thing this holiday season to make their season brighter, what would you tell them on how to be safer?
With some holiday travel, with the home security, typically criminals will pick an easy target, so the more you can make your home look like it's occupied, the better. So take the necessary steps, and we provide tips out there on our website if you need them.
All right, citybpd.org is the website, right? See
yes.
How much I've learned. Same question for you, Chief Hefner. If you could tell people one thing they need to remember this holiday season for safety, what would it be?
Be a good person. See something, say something. You talked about the mall. People will be at the malls. You see people walking around cars in a suspicious manner, call more mall security. Your neighbors are out of town. You see people over there you don't recognize. There's nothing wrong with calling us and having us check or just reporting it, but I think when we treat each other well and look out for each other, that really hurts the criminals.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays to you both, and tell everybody we thank them for their hard work this holiday season when a lot of us are going to have days off or time off to enjoy the holidays. The police department's working 24/7, 365, and we appreciate it.